The CDC studied 2,500 households in Fairfield, Litchfield, and New Haven counties in Connecticut, Dutchess County in New York, and four counties in Maryland. Half of the yards were sprayed with bifenthrin, a widely used commercial pesticide. The other half was sprayed with a placebo, water. The result was a 60% reduction in ticks on the property sprayed with the pesticide. However, tick-borne illness and tick encounters among those residing at the properties treated with the pesticide were not reduced. Tick encounters signify ticks crawling or ticks attaching. Dr. Allison Hinckley is an epidemiologist with the CDC's Division of Vector-Borne Diseases.
This is the first study of its kind. We generally don't like to make policy decisions on a single study. However, it is very large, and it was done to the best of our abilities. So we feel fairly confident. We feel very confident in the results. However, prior to this, people recommended spraying, and there were no studies done to evaluate human disease. So I think it's important for us to evaluate as many prevention methodologies as possible so that we can utilize resources that will be to the best of their ability.
Dr. Richard Ostfeld is disease ecologist with the Millbrook-based Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Dutchess County.
So one interpretation is that 60% reduction in ticks just isn't good enough, that we need to do better. Maybe we need to reduce tick abundance by 90% or 95%. And that's a very sobering interpretation of this study, because I don't know that we're going to ever be very good at reducing tick populations by 90 or 95%. We're not going to do it with pesticides. Certainly controlling deer isn't going to do it.
Here's his second interpretation.
What it could mean is that people simply aren't encountering Lyme-bearing ticks on their own properties. They're encountering them somewhere else. So maybe people are getting exposed while they're out walking the dog, they're out picnicking or hiking or otherwise recreating. And so what this study tells me is that we really need to figure out where are people getting exposed, and that's where we should apply tick control.
The CDC's Hinckley, who delivered the presentation at the International Conference on Lyme Borreliosis and Other Tick-Borne Diseases in Boston, says more studies are needed.
Next, we'd like to evaluate other options for prevention. We also would like to be able to better understand where people are picking up ticks and acquiring disease so that we can target our prevention methods in the right environments.
The study on pesticides followed one released a few days earlier, in which the CDC found that preliminary estimates indicating the number of Americans diagnosed with Lyme disease each year is around 300,000. That's a figure roughly 10 times higher than the annual number of cases reported to CDC. Here's the Cary Institute's Ostfeld.
You know, other work, very good work that's being done by the CDC demonstrates that we have been underestimating the number of people in the U.S. that are exposed to and suffering from tick-borne illness. It's an even bigger problem than we already suspected that it was. And now we're finding that, you know, that it's a tough nut to crack, that just spraying some pesticide on your lawn isn't going to do the trick.
Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district, most of Dutchess County and part of Putnam, is a Lyme disease hotspot, says the CDC study should help his legislation concerning tick-borne diseases.
I hope that it sends a message to my colleagues in the State Senate and the Assembly that it really is time for us to step up and take this issue seriously. I am, as you know, pushing a bill called the Tick Bite Act, which would hold insurance companies accountable to covering the cost of long-term illnesses associated with Lyme disease, and also a Doctor Protection Act, which would help cover doctors that are treating patients with Lyme disease. This is a big issue. It's not going away, and it's time that we as elected officials step up and take care of our constituents and do what needs to be done to make sure that they can live healthy and productive lives.
In the Assembly, Democrat Kevin Cahill is sponsoring the Tick Bite Act, while Democrat Dee Dee Barrett is sponsoring the Doctor Protection Act. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.